Thank you for calling customer service. What can I do for you today?
Good morning. My name is Norm McNeese, and you guys fraudulently took money out of my account, and I would like it back immediately, please.
Okay, I'll be happy to assist you with that. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
49012.
Okay, you said 49012?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who would I have the pleasure of speaking with again?
Norm McNeese.
Okay. And can you verify your shipping address, please?
601 East Jefferson, Augusta, Michigan, 49012.
Okay, give me 1 second while I review your account.
Thank you.
Okay, so do you remember on April 3rd paying $6.95 for a, give me 1 second, for a keto product, either a keto or the keto cleanse?
I do.
Okay, so that's what that charge was for. And then
No. I understand that. But yesterday, I took a survey for Home Depot, and I was supposed to be paying $1.95 shipping for a product from them, and it went to you, and then I was charged $89 more for a keto product, which I did not order. I had no idea this had anything to do with keto. It was supposedly for a product from Home Depot. I did not authorize either one of those for keto.
Okay, so you did say that you purchased the keto product, correct?
One keto product in April, yes.
Okay, so yeah, the $6.95 charge that you paid was for the keto product, and then it'll tell you that it's a 7-day, first of all, that's the only charge that did go through on this account. So the other charges never went through, so we only took the $6.95 that you paid for the shipping. So it'll tell you in the terms and conditions after you paid for the shipping for the keto product that it's a 7-day trial. So after you, once you receive the product, once you pay for the product, I'm sorry, that's when the 7-day starts. So if you don't call in to cancel, you will then be billed for the full price of the product. But that payment was declined, so there's no charge. And you said the last charge that tried to go through on this account was April 16th, and that declined.
No, the latest was 2 days ago, yesterday on the 6th, for $89 and $1.95 or $1.98. And it was I took a survey for Home Depot. I had no idea this had anything to do with keto. And I did not authorize the charge coming out, and this is just wrong.
Okay, give me 1 second, because I'm not seeing that charge. So give me 1 second.
Okay, well, it came out of my bank already, and I'm very disturbed by this.
Okay, sir. And what was the charge that you were seeing? You said it was 80.
Was that $89.95 and $1.95?
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm gonna search another database for you.
All right, thank you.
And then what was the product you paid the shipping for?
I was paying shipping for a DeWalt drill, supposedly.
Okay. Give me one second.
Are you guys associated with Home Depot?
So we're not associated with Home Depot, and the only reason I'm looking for the account is because the charge that you're speaking of seems familiar. So what happened with that charge? It's just I don't have an account for that charge. But you paid the shipping for the product, the $1, and then okay, so you paid to enter the sweepstakes to win the drill. And so then it'll tell you in the terms and conditions that after you pay into the sweepstakes for the drill, you'll then be paying for a subscription to either like a meal plan or a fitness app.
There was none of that information in there. None of it.
Yeah. So I'm looking for that account because that's not this account that I was speaking of the keto is not the same one as the one you just did.
My charges just came through on my bank, and like I said, your number was on there, and that's why I've called. I called yesterday, and I was on hold for like an hour, and I couldn't wait any longer, and so I tried this morning, and of course I got through to you, and this company is doing fraudulent billing, and it's just not right. Now my bank account is in trouble, and I just don't understand how this can happen.
Okay, so I'm sorry to hear about that, but because it is legally in the terms and conditions, it's not technically fraud, but I'm trying to find the account here so then I can give you the number to call for that account so you can get that squared away. But just give me 1 second. And so I'm still here. I'm just looking for the account.
Okay. Thank you for your help. I'm sorry to be irritable with you. I know it's not your fault, but this is just not fair.
I'm just trying to look for the account so I can give you that number to call so they can assist you today.
Okay.
Okay, so I do have a number that you can call.
Okay.
Okay, that number is 855.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, give me one more second. That's not
okay.
The number. Okay, so that number is 866-227-9679.
Okay, and that
And
is
then,
that goes right to Keto.
Yeah, that number should help you out with this product. However, if it doesn't, if they don't, if you call back, I'll just issue you to like a supervisor who can help you with this. Or the
All
next
right.
person that you call. I'm gonna leave it on the notes in the account so they'll know what to do if you call back.
All right. And what was your name again?
My name is Sienna.
Sienna, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for calling.
Have a great day. All right.
You too.
Bye-bye.